Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. A lot of excitement surrounding last night's first round in the NBA draft. I think Trey Johnson's a baller. I'm into it. As soon as Ace went five, I wanted Trey six. They did it. Want to talk a little football now. A lot of interesting dynamics surrounding the Commanders going into this season. But the reality is there's interesting dynamics for every NFL team. Mm-hmm. Like, pick a team, and I'll tell you what their biggest concern is. Now, this isn't just me. I feel like you and I can probably do it off the top of our head.
All right, well, I'm just going to go with the teams I care about. Commanders.
All right. To me, the biggest concern for Washington is going to be on the defensive side of the ball. And I do think there are questions about generating the pass rush. I think it's entirely possible this breaks the right way and it works out in a big way. Like, if they can rely less on Luvu as an all-around linebacker and then lean on him more to be a pass rusher,
yeah,
because Jordan McGee's healthy and because your D-line is going to be better against the run, then maybe Luvu's the guy that pops for you. He's shown he's got a ton of talent.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a question going in.
Yeah.
I think, to me, the Commanders' defense, in a lot of ways, will hinge on two players. And I think if you see the vision of Adam Peters and Joe Witt and Dan Quinn and Javon Kinlaw and Marshawn Lattimore are healthy, and between the two of them you get 30 combined regular season games,
uh-huh,
I think this defense could be quite good.
Okay.
Like, if you get those versions of events. Now, if you get the other side of it, then you got real questions.
If those big boys cause problems up the middle, I think it's going to open up stuff for other guys. And if Lattimore is healthy, he's going to be a problem for people. I just look at it like that. And I think that'll help out. So you think the overall, like a spider dropping down behind you, dog.
You serious?
Look right there.
Yo, that's a legit spider. You can probably see it on the stream.
Right. I just saw it coming from the ceiling. I'm like, what the hell is that?
All right, we're going to kill a spider in the middle of the segment.
I saw this thing dropping down from the ceiling. I'm like, what the hell is that?
JP was about to become Spider-Man.
I mean, better than standing as Catman.
So, defensively,
can we just briefly pause for the prison cell conditions that I just had to kill a spider in the middle of the segment?
Hey, man.
It was just dropping down towards my head.
Hey.
Shout out to the prison cell.
That's how Spider-Man would drop down, too.
We keep it real as hell in this one. Sheesh.
Dude, that's a red flag for us, defense. Now, teams that we're going to be dealing with.
I did want to hold on. I had this conversation off air with somebody the other day, and I don't remember who it was, so forgive me. I did want to explore the Kinlaw thing real quick because I think this has gotten – narratives get formed and then people run with it. But I talked to Daryl Tapp a couple weeks ago. We played that interview, and it was really good. let's just look at Kinlaw's numbers last year. Played all 17 games. Had 4.5 sacks, 40 tackles. Played all over that Jets D-line. Had 2 forced fumbles, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Jets were bad. They were held back by Aaron Rodgers. They went 5-12.
Yeah.
They fired their coach who was running the defense 5 games into the season.
Brought an offensive-minded coach.
They promoted the DC, but the whole thing was an absolute mess.
Well, I'm saying they brought an offensive-minded because Aaron Rodgers became the guy.
If you think about the situations they were in, mm-hmm. this shows you how bad the offense was. The Jets' defense was 3rd in yards allowed, which is pretty damn good. Yet they were 20th in points allowed. So they're getting put in impossible situations all the time. That's what those numbers tell you.
Let me ask this question. If an offense turns the ball over inside your own zone and a team score, it goes against the defense. If a defense intercepts the ball and runs back on the touchdown and those points go up, that still goes against the defense. It's points scored. So sometimes that points allowed thing is totally skewed when you have a sucky offense. You know what I mean?
Totally. If you're 3rd in yards and 20th in points, there's clearly a discrepancy.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I don't want to overread too much into the league ranks for this defense, but specific to Kinlaw, I think he had a pretty good year last year. And I know, speaking with folks in Ashburn, they believe he had a really good year last year.
Yeah.
A lot of his holdbacks in San Fran were injury-driven. Last year, he was healthy.
Yeah.
And then maybe I was talking to Toby about this, but I feel like it wasn't on air. I feel like it was during a break.
Well, we do talk a lot in the breaks, Jay.
Yeah, but you should know. Poor Toby. Yesterday, we did a segment on getting Toby a girlfriend, and then Jeff came in here during the break with some other various ways to help Toby meet women. Toby ain't that dude, Jeff.
Hey, just know we taking prompts for Toby's Hinge account. DM them to me at Jeff2Funny on Instagram and Twitter.
Stop. But the other thing that I think people get, there's like these people on social media that are just deemed to be the determination or the determinants of what is and isn't an appropriate contract. And the Kinlaw deal, people got worked up about, it's a 3rd-tier D-tackle deal, and it's free agency where everybody gets overpaid.
Hey, man.
Like, I just...
You know what you do with that one, Jay? Stop wasting your time and energy on those idiots.
Well, I'm not... I'm just
being real, bro.
I'm not focused on the people that have already made a determination. I just want the people that maybe haven't, that are waiting to see what all could happen, to see both sides of a possible coin. How about that?
If we are giving Adam Peters and Dan Quinn all of this credit, do you think they just went out and grabbed somebody that just absolutely can't play?
We'll find out.
I'm saying, but are they making this move because, oh, we just like this dude. We know he can't play, but we like him. They're making a move because they think he can help you.
It doesn't. It's obviously not just because they like him, but they could be wrong in an assessment.
They could be, but yeah. I'm saying sometimes people come in, they get injured, this, that, and the other. But overall, they've been to a place. He's been in places where they know what he's capable of,
right?
And they feel that they're going to go off of that. I'm not going to ever sit up here and overly be concerned about a guy who hides behind an avatar or whoever. It could be a lady. We don't know who the hell they are. But they can just start and say stuff all the time. Be the same people come talk to you in the public, and they agree with every damn thing you say. Like when you said earlier, nobody will call in and say that. As soon as somebody hear that, somebody going to call in and say something opposite of what you think. It's going to happen like that.
I don't know that this is a hot take. I think this is pretty easy, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I think it makes a lot of sense. If you are more optimistic about the season Kinlaw could have this year than Lattimore.
It's possible.
Kinlaw's played 17 games each of the last 2 seasons. It's been, you have to go back to 2021 since Marshawn was healthy.
I think that's very, very possible because, you know, accessibility, availability is the best ability.
Right.
But, like, the thing of it is, if Lattimore comes out here and plays through 12, 13, 14 games,
sure,
and he plays like he's capable of, his could still be bigger even if Kinlaw plays 17.
100%.
You know, he's in a position where if he can be out there 90%, 85, 90% of the time, and he plays at the level he's capable of, he can make a hell of a difference on that defense.
Now, on CBSSports.com, they listed the Commanders' biggest red flag as leaning on a bunch of guys that can kind of be injury prone. Obviously, Lattimore is on that list. Mm-hmm. Kinlaw hasn't missed a game in the last 2 years, but he did miss a lot of time prior to that in San Fran. Debo's missed some time, and Debo has played but not always been 100%. Injuries are a part of life in the NFL. To me, the only person that really lands in this, yo, you're really counting on a dude that gets hurt a lot, is Lattimore. And they knew that going in when they traded for him that he was hurt. I mean, he was clearly hurt last season. I think Debo, they believe they get him in better shape. Contract year. Tunsil has missed 3 games in the last 3 years, but has regularly missed some time in his previous 5-6 seasons. Mm-hmm. Some of that's fluky. Some of that's football.
It's like, but it's football. Because, like, I'll say this. We talk as if guys are supposed to play every game. We can go through the history of the NFL and find out who played every game, and we probably will not get that many people. So people are going to miss. In this sport, you're going to miss some games. Now, you don't want guys missing 8, 9, 10 games every year. That's a problem, you know. But guys missing 1 game, 2 games here and there, possibly may miss 3 or 4 in one season, but then he plays the next. That goes with the rigors of the sport. This is a tough game, man.
Yeah.
And you watch people that play football. They are going to get hurt. And some people fight through it, some people don't. Like, just like regular people. Some regular people get a cold and they got to stay home for a week. Other guy got a damn flu, you got to force him to go back home. It's the makeup of the person. And as these rascals start, these new generation people start getting into the NFL, they are going to take every chance they can to sit at home.
The Jeffs of the world?
Hell yeah.
The White Bryans of the world? Hell. I haven't seen that dude in a week. So looking elsewhere around the NFC East, I think the biggest red flag for the Eagles, defensive turnover. I'll read this from CBS. Vic Fangio was the perfect man to oversee the Eagles defense in 24, bringing discipline and tenacity back to a unit that had become practically lifeless. Now he'll be charged with defending the Birds' crown while likely overseeing new starters at every level of the lineup. Still got Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Quinyon Mitchell, but Azeez Ojulari, Adoree Jackson. They did lose a bunch of players. I think Philly's going to be okay. Where else should we check in on? What do you think Dallas's question marks would be?
That's what I was about to ask you. Dallas question mark, Dak. Is he going to stay healthy? Also, they just got a brand new receiver. Will he stay sane?
You want to hear something kind of fun?
What's that?
Dallas didn't make this list because it's only considered biggest red flags for 2025 NFL contenders.
Wow.
So the Cowboys and the Giants aren't on the list.
And we're not even much trying to take a shot at them. Somebody else took the shot.
Yeah, dude, that's not me. That's them. Dude, I remain very confident they get a deal done with Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, me too. I had that conversation on the course yesterday with some people.
However, couldn't help but notice at minicamp when Terry wasn't there and Noah Brown was injured, like, all of a sudden, that unit looks a lot different.
Things look slim.
Diami's not there. OZ's not there.
And I would ask y'all, I would give you a statement. Guess who else saw that?
Terry? Adam Peters? Dan Quinn?
The people that's running this thing say, oh, boy, okay.
Now, you have Debo, and you like to think you can lean on Debo, and you've got good depth at tight end. I think you've got backs that can catch passes.
Debo is a special.
But Debo's a different dude.
He's a different character. Not having Terry, you don't have a like that receiver dude. That's that guy.
So I had all ears last night at Channel 4, and we do
all ears every day.
That's a good point. But we do this mailbag segment, and one of the questions I got was from a dude. Like, hey, what do you think the chances are they're going to keep looking at receiver? And the answer is, hell yeah. Noah Brown wasn't even on the roster until I think September 1st last year.
Yeah.
He went through camp with Houston before he landed in Washington. So, yes, they will continue to look. It doesn't mean they feel they need to. I think they like Jalen Lane. I think they like Luke McCaffrey. It's
one thing about this is just a notion I want people to understand. They never stop looking. Dude, to be honest, the NFL, NBA, NHL, MLB, those are jobs where people are always looking for your replacement.
Right.
You know, this is not the regular business world where you get a job and you can sign a 10, 15-year contract and you're going to be around. You might sign a 4 or 5-year contract in the NFL, and guess what? They're looking for the dude to get you to replace you as soon as you start slipping. That's just what you have to do. And the only way you keep them off, if you keep elevating your game.
Dude, I thought Eckler had an incredible answer whenever that we were out there for minicamp 2 weeks ago, I guess now.
Mm-hmm.
They have a ton of running backs right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they list Kaz Allen as a running back. I don't really think he's a running back. But I think they've got 8 running backs on a 90-man roster.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to kind of be dismissive of that, but think about how many of them played and got carries last year.
1, 2, 3,
Eckler,
4,
McNichols,
5.
Robinson, Rodriguez.
And what's the other kid? That came with, was it Cliff or Adam? Rodriguez, who else?
I can look it up.
Same thing in the name.
I'm pretty sure there was a fifth.
Yeah.
Jeff's just dancing, so he's locked in. Eckler, McNichols, Robinson,
Rodriguez. And I thought it was one more person.
Pulling it up as we speak. Rushing attempts. B-Rob, Eckler, McNichols. I don't think there was another running back. I think it was those 4 guys got carries. Now, other players got carries, but Eckler, McNichols, C-Rod, Robinson. So, obviously, you've got those 4. There was the kid Wiley that was really impressive last year that was kind of a practice squad guy that never mm-hmm. got the call up. Then they add Kroski Merritt this year, who yeah. people have a ton of excitement about. Austin Eckler said, he's like, man, it's a really unique thing when you're a veteran in this league because I want to help these young guys even though I know they're here to take my job.
Yeah.
And he's like, and that competition is what sparks us and drives us.
Yeah. I mean, hell, I dealt with it every year. I come in 1 year, then the next year they draft the damn Rose Bowl MVP. Then the next year they draft the damn Heisman Trophy winner.
Did you ever finally say anything about that?
No. Because, first of all, if you about competition, you're going to always – if you are afraid to compete, then you're in the wrong damn business. But every time they came in, I helped every one of them. But I also knew they weren't going to outwork me. You know, and listen, people call that arrogance. I just call that confidence. You know, if I believe in me, why the hell am I concerned about who you drafted?
Sure. I think it is that's what AP and DQ are building.
Yeah.
Is it's going to be really, really hard, and we want the guys that will work their ass off.
You know what happens in that situation? You never, ever relax.
Sure.
You constantly work. And if you got guys that are going to work their whole career, they're going to have a lot of success. No.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I want to quickly, since I've become Mr. Optimist as it surrounds the University of Maryland, I'm all in. I'm not, nothing but support for me, and I mean this one sincerely. I met Joe LeBou my freshman year of college. Couldn't be a better dude. Has worked for the Skins, worked for the Caps. Most recently was down in Charlotte working for the Panthers. And then when Tepper bought the soccer team, he was, I think, president of the soccer team down there. He's coming back, man. I'm coming home. Joe LeBou back to College Park, deputy athletic director and chief revenue officer. I couldn't be more proud for Joe. Couldn't be more proud for my alma mater. Great hire. And this is they are taking the business of sports seriously in College Park.
You need people.
That's what it is, man. It's a business.
You need people to handle just that exactly, man.
It's a business.
Yeah.
Run it like one.
Hell yeah.
I'm really, really fired up. Congratulations to Joe LeBou and to everybody out in CP. All right. So Jeff has been in the big chair all week. Landfill on vacation.
Jeff's been doing a good job, man.
He has been. Yesterday.
I don't give him much credit.
I might just ask you this real quick before we get to these linebacker rankings. I'll do it later. But the Ruggs conversation yesterday was really interesting. But let's do these linebacker rankings because Jeff is not thrilled with this. Do you want to set this up, Jeffrey? Because you said this and you're like, yo, we got to talk about this.
Oh, no. It's not that I'm not thrilled. I was surprised.
Yeah, I mean, they got him ranked?
Yeah.
Come on, dog.
All right. So I don't think there's any. Now, this is a Pro Football Focus list. And I kind of said my piece about Pro Football Focus. I think PFF is tremendous in what they do quantifying pre-snap stuff, formations, what teams do on first down, second down, third down. They are really, really good at that. I don't always love the subjectivity of their grades for players. Some of them I get, some of them I don't. I don't necessarily lean on the player grades like I do the objective information they provide that they're terrific at. That said, I don't think there's any dispute that the Eagles have the best linebackers in the NFL.
I 100% agree with that.
Bond was fantastic last year, got a contract extension. He's staying there. I also think that's really smart for Zach Bond to recognize, like, yo, I'm great here. These guys figured me out. Let's stay here.
But think about it. Bond was considered like a backup special teams guy. He found a coach who knew how to tap into, very much like Lorenzo Alexander.
Yeah.
Remember when Lorenzo was here, all they played him was on special teams. He goes to other teams, they put him at outside linebacker rushing. The dude had double-digit sacks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some coaches are just stupid. They don't understand that you can be more than what they think.
Some players improve, too.
I mean, you improve, but I'm saying you have to improve at that. You have to be. Somebody got to see the vision to be able to give you opportunity.
100%.
And a lot of people never see it.
100%. The Eagles did lose Oren Burks, who's a local guy. I think he grew up in Fairfax. Oren Burks has, he was in the Super Bowl with the Niners 2 years ago and then won the Super Bowl with the Eagles last year. Burks signed with the Bengals this offseason. Burks stepped in when N'Kobe Dean went down. So they did lose him, but they also drafted Jihad Campbell out of Bama, who I think could be really good. You got Jeremiah Trotter there. I'm not arguing with the Eagles with the best linebackers in the NFL.
Not at all.
Number two, they had the Lions. Jack Campbell played really well last year. I like the dude, Anzalone, who missed a lot of time, like seemingly everybody on that Lions defense.
Detroit.
Malcolm Rodriguez is a good run stuffer. He's probably out. Detroit just, injuries just racked them.
They had like double-digit starters hurt. And they were still in a divisional playoff game.
Yeah, man. I mean, they just kept losing guys as the season went on. The Patriots spent some money on Spillane, who's going to help them right away. They had the Pats ranked as the third best linebacker group in the NFL. Maybe a lot of that is kind of counting on Vrabel, who was a really good linebacker in his own right.
Yeah.
Vrabel
played offense and everything else.
Two dudes I know you and I like. The Chiefs linebackers, Nick Bolton is a stud.
Number 32.
Just makes plays all over the field. Leo Chenal is a kid out of Wisconsin that I wanted to command. They might have been the football team then. I wanted Ron to draft Chenal out of Wisconsin. He didn't. He's been really good. They got a good backup in the kid Tranquil. But this is what Jeff was surprised by. PFF ranks the Commanders with the fifth best linebacking group in the NFL. I read now from Pro Football Focus. The Commanders face questions in other areas of their defense, but Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu are the heart and soul of the unit. Wagner continued to prove why he is a surefire Hall of Famer by earning a 91.2 PFF run defense grade and a 90.9 PFF pass rush grade at 34 years old. Louvu's 64.2 PFF overall grade represents a decrease from his prior work at Carolina, but he's still a valuable and versatile piece capable of affecting games in multiple ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought Louvu was great last year. I don't know how his numbers went
down. Well, I think what happened is in Carolina, he basically played a traditional spot. Here, they had him doing multiple things and different stuff. And you know what PFF don't know how to do? They don't know how to judge you when you're playing multiple positions and doing multiple things. They judge you based off of the traditional aspect of what a position is. And that's where they get lost at.
And I think the backers will look a lot better with the bigger defensive line they've put together. Goldman, Wise, Kinlaw. And if you remember, there was real buzz for Jordan McGee, the rookie last year out of Temple. And then he got hurt and he kind of was chasing the rest of the year. If McGee is healthy and the guy they thought they had last year, that changes this linebacker. You've heard Dan Quinn talk about we're going to play some more traditional 4-3 at times. Uh-huh. We never really saw them with three linebackers out there.
Not often.
Maybe you get something out of Medrano. I don't know that happens right away. Maybe Belor is able to do more for you. I think
isn't Martin the outside dude? New Tennessee.
I thought that Martin was the pass rusher, I thought.
Yeah, but he's a linebacker. Dude, he's 6 foot, like 3 or 4. And
Jacob
like
Martin, you're talking about?
Yeah, about 257 pounds.
6'2", 240. Yeah. Who's the guy they signed last of the Bears that's like a straight edge rusher? Regardless, yeah. Martin, I think if you feel confident about the Commanders linebacker group, it starts with Wagner and Louvu.
Yeah, no, totally.
I think Louvu could be better for you, too. I think if you ask Louvu to do a little less traditional stuff and he's allowed to be a little bit more of a playmaker, last year you had to lean on him so much.
Yeah.
I think there's another level Louvu can get to, and I mean that in a really positive way. I think he's an absolute stud. And then the only thing you got last year that I don't know that you can count on, Wagner and Louvu, now they played through some injuries. Those guys were beat up. They were super durable. Both of them played over 1,200 snaps. That's a lot to lean on.
Yeah. But the thing about those two dudes, man, They are capable of that. You know what I mean? And I think a lot, what they're doing for the future of this team is guys get to see how it's done at a high level. You know, all that BS about I need a break, play through it, damn it. You know, I look at people. I've been on drives where we've had 13, 14 plays. You know how many plays I took off in the drive? Zero. I've been on those drives as a quarterback. I've been on those drives as a running back. When you're having success, you don't get tired. When you're not having success, you know, you get tired after two or three plays. And if you look to the sideline and they calling you off, then you probably got a problem in your coaching staff. But you watch Bobby. Bobby's not looking to come off the damn football field. Bobby's looking to make a play. And with his experience is not necessarily going and blowing somebody up. It may just be the fact that he understands what the play is. Oh, they're running this play. He just slides over two steps. And you know what he's doing? They run right to him.
You know the last time Bobby Wagner missed a game?
When was that?
We had never heard of COVID. Think about it.
Yeah, but it's
2018 is the last time he missed a regular season.
And I promise you, and I've never heard nobody ask this question to any athlete, especially Bobby as well. You get a chance to talk to him one-on-one. I do my stuff a lot of times behind the scenes. You do that. Ask that question. Do you take pride in being available or not wanting to miss game? I did it. You know what I'm saying? And then I was trying to be, I didn't know how many games I had played, how many games I had missed, or nothing like that. Then when your career is over, you find out you missed one out of 14 years. And you know when that one was?
Your rookie season, right?
The end of my rookie season.
And you would have played through it if you knew.
Yeah, and I played 13 more because it's important to be there for your guys. That's why, I'm serious, Anthony Richardson, he may never live down that moment when he checked himself out of a game at the most important position in all the sports. Quarterback? You retired? I can understand if you were injured or something else, but you were tired?
You know what's really hard to do in the NFL is be a consistent playoff team, a playoff player.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Wagner's played in 19 playoff games. That's another season.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
But what it is Bobby Wagner is the reason that his teams were in those games too. Because if you watch him, the guy has a consistency in his preparation. He has a consistency in his practice, consistency in the way he plays. He tries to do the same things over and over again, and it becomes his second nature to him. Other people BS all offseason. And then every year we talk about, oh, man, yeah, he's in a contract year. People can't just click the light switch on. If you're not preparing for it, you probably can't put your body to that level to get to it. But if you prepare for it consistently every damn day, you have no problem getting to where you got to go.
I just looked up a couple numbers for comps, right? Bobby mm-hmm. Wagner's played in 19 career playoff games.
Okay.
Lawrence Taylor.
I mean.
Arguably the greatest defensive player ever.
Yep.
Played in 15 playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
London Fletcher, the best linebacker this city has seen mm-hmm. in the last 25 years. 9 playoff games.
Right.
The only dude in my quick search that had more, Ray Lewis, 21.
Okay.
Wagner, if this year goes well, ties him. It's pretty damn impressive.
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear Jeff's reaction to the linebacker ranking, maybe even Bennett, too. Coming up at noon, Chris Miller joins the program.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Jeff got the beats working today. Shout out to everybody in the chat.
What up, chat?
Chat's always got its own thing working.
Nah, man.
Like, whenever I check out with the chat, I kind of lose sight of the show. Because you're right. They got so much
stuff
going
on. They got their own show in there.
And then I like to respond to them and talk about stuff. So that's why I've been kind of not doing it lately. Because when I'm here and I look at it, you have to comment.
The chat, shout out to if people want to watch us on the YouTube stream, it's on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page.
Oh, yeah, you got a book coming, too.
Oh, sweet.
The RFK book.
Hell yeah. Dude, yeah. I want to get that guy on all ears, or at least the book on all ears.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that next week.
I'll send you his info.
Okay, great. I think the chat right now is talking about, like, shout out to all the construction workers in this heat. Shout out to them.
Hell yeah.
It's hot out there.
Man, look. No. Construction work, especially the people that do roofs at this time. Bruh. That and roads, the tar, the asphalt, man, it got to be super hot. You talking about hot as hell. It may be hotter than hell.
I don't know if they still do this. When I was a kid, and this is probably something that shouldn't be done, but in the 90s, it was a different world. It used to get so hot that the tar on the road would kind of bubble up.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
And me and my friends would walk around and pop the tar bubbles, just get tar all over our hands and feet.
I guarantee it's some of that tar bubble stuff y'all were popping.
That seeped into my brain.
That caused some type of cancer or something. I'm serious. The tires, grinded up tires, they grind them up, and then all of a sudden they put them in the little turf field. That they found out that will give off these little, emit certain chemicals, and you get cancer from it.
Yo, the little, like, black rubber.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Dude, when you are on a field and that stuff and you walk around the field, it just gets all over your shoes.
It gets on everything.
Yeah, it really does. It's annoying. All right, Jeff, PFF ranked the Commanders linebackers fifth in the NFL. You said you were surprised. Why?
Because they don't give us credit.
Yeah, that's exactly why I was surprised.
Those days, like, are over, Jeff.
When I was reading the article at first, I'm like, how they going to screw us now? I'm like, 25? What they going to say, 20? Even when I asked Bennett this morning, when I was reading the article, I said, Bennett. I said, bro, what do you think they ranked the Commanders?
He said
20? I said.
So, no, hold on. I'm going to say this to you and Bennett. Your perception is worse than what the people are now. Because y'all haven't gotten over what the BS was in the past.
Nah, it's not that. It's just, I know with our linebackers, tight end, covering tight ends was a problem last year. If that, I know it has to do a lot with the defensive line as well, not generating the pressure on the quarterback. But I just was surprised that they ranked us that high.
I just say this. Zach Ertz was open against a lot of people we played, a lot of them people on that list.
Yeah.
Zach Ertz is also a route.
No. Not many linebackers can cover tight ends in this league. And I think that's where you get a little messed up. We like to say, oh, this guy can't cover a linebacker. Some of the best cover guys in the league can't cover linebackers. I'll be honest with you. I haven't seen a guy in the NFL in the last 15 years anywhere close to what Monty Coleman was.
He's a stud.
Monty Coleman will shut your ass down. You could be a tight end or that slot guy. You coming across the middle, you realize that dude that's 6'4", 251 with a 36-inch waist, he runs 4'5".
It's crazy.
And he's going to be right there with you. And he was also strong enough to where he can get on next to you and just throw a little elbow, which they never call. If you push, they call. Flip him with an elbow, he'll throw you completely off balance. So when we hear about guys can't cover linebackers, I mean tight ends, not many of them can cover a tight end. I'm being totally honest with you. They can't. And some of the best linebackers ever, Ray Lewis and all them, couldn't cover no damn body. Couldn't cover back out of the backfield. Couldn't cover B. Mitch, I know that.
B, we got a couple people calling in that are working in the heat. Let's give them a chance. Yeah, give them some shine.
Definitely.
Tyler in Fredericksburg, what you out Tyler? There working in this heat, man?
Yes, sir, man. I'm one of those HVAC guys out there trying to get everybody AC again.
Dude, so
What do you do to stay cool, though, Tyler? You putting in an HVAC system. What do you do to stay cool?
Between getting one of those cold wet rags and one of those hats with the fans, the UV fans connected to it.
Okay.
That's what keeps me cool.
Tyler, yeah. Can I ask you a question? So your work day, sure. Right now people's AC is probably breaking right and left. Not if they had Rude, but otherwise. when you finally get home and you take a shower and you get to cool off, how good does that first beer taste?
Unbelievable.
All right, bro. Well, I look forward to getting one tonight, man.
Be careful out there, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you all.
Thanks, dude. One more. My guy Shane is in D.C. out working in this heat. Shane,
hey,
what are you doing out there?
B-Mitch? Hey, we're actually building data centers out here, fellas. My guy's been out in this week, this heat all week, man, and we're getting it in. But to all the guys out there, stay safe out there that's getting it in and the construction. Hey, life goes on no matter what in the construction field. So we appreciate you guys, JP and B-Mitch, for recognizing us out here in this heat.
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys.
All right, man. Drink water until it's time to drink beer. Thank you, Shane.
My man,
good luck
Robert
out there.
They setting transformers and placing copper wires. Oh, no, I won't be dealing with electricity around this heat, though, because those copper wires get a little hot.
Yeah, man.
I don't want to deal with electricity at all.
That's one thing I'm scared of. People are like, yo, man.
Yo, but you are always scared of lightning. And when we were at Kinlock, you wanted to keep going. I was like, B, there was just a lightning strike right there.
I didn't see it.
I saw it,
see,
and I
you
told you.
You saw it, I didn't see it, but I was playing good. So I didn't want anything. One thing, when you're striking it good, you don't want to leave the golf course.
So
now, when I saw that flash, you didn't have to argue with me then, did you?
No. So speaking of.
That happened with us and Greg, too, man.
Oh, I didn't see it at first. I'll meet you inside, dog.
Speaking of storms, Cameron just tweeted this out. I guess when it's this hot and humid, man, storms can pop up at any time. Apparently, we could see some real storms this afternoon.
Whoa.
We had Amelia on yesterday. Amelia Draper gave us kind of the rundown. So if you are one of these people working outside, be careful if these storms come too, man.
Yeah, even delivery
did
guys.
Did y'all get hit yesterday?
It rained hard as hell for like 5 minutes.
No.
Yeah, I didn't see the rain.
In my neighborhood, it was so. I just seen I'm playing Call of Duty and I just see a flash and I hear something go boom. I thought something had
lightning
exploded
hit a
or something in my house.
Did it hit a transformer?
I heard it was just loud.
Well, really loud.
The people, like my man drives a UPS truck, he say, 130 degrees in the back of the truck.
Dude, well, think about it, because they have the doors off.
Do you have an outlet? Get you a damn fan and put the fan back in.
Those UPS trucks don't have doors, so they can't. I mean, you can have AC cranking, but it's just going out the non-existent doors. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but still, you need to put a fan to make that. If the air moving around, it don't get as hot.
Drink water until it's time to drink beer, people. Chris Miller joins us next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.